Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to IDP Bets. My name is Johnny the Greek. Good to have everyone with us for this episode. I am joined, as is tradition, with Adam Markham at AdamIDP on Twitter of the IDP show. Adam, how are you, sir?
I'm doing so good, Johnny. It's we got a really good Thursday night football game. Seems like the first one we've had all year, but just an absolute pleasure to be joined by the legend, the W.
That's right. We got a hell of a guest this week. We are joined with Mike Wohler at Mike_Wohler on Twitter. He is a writer for 4for4 Football. He is the Green Dot King, the author of the Three Down Linebacker article, which is among the most important weekly in-season articles for IDP on the planet. Mike, how are you, sir?
Not too bad, fellas. Thanks for having me. And speaking of which, I got a green sweatshirt on going on today. So that is merely a coincidence.
Beautiful. Well, appropriately dressed. Well, let's get into it. We got about a couple few bets each, and we'll talk through our reasoning, as is tradition. Let's start with our special guest, Mr. Wohler. What do you like in week 13, Mike? What's your first bet?
I'm going to start off with a linebacker. I'm going to start with Ernest Jones. He's over, and I'm taking the over 8.5 tackles at -115 on DraftKings. Against the Browns, you would have thought that once Nick Chubb left or once Nick Chubb was out for the season, linebackers wouldn't necessarily have an easy go. But a linebacker has gone over 9 tackles in all but 2 games against the Browns. They're allowing 20 tackles per game to the linebacker position. And Jones is the only 3-down full-time linebacker for the Rams. Christian Roseboom comes off the field in dime packages, which they are pretty much running at, you know, the majority of the time. So Roseboom is seeing probably about 50 to 60% of the snaps. So 40% of the time he's off the field. So really Ernest Jones has a lot of the tackle share all to himself, and he's gone over 8.5 tackles in 7 games this season. So I'm looking for another 9+ tackle game. Browns are going to dump it off to, you know, dump it. You got Jerome Ford, who's going to have some running attempts. You know, he's probably going to be tracking David Njoku. So I do like Jones to go over 8.5 this week.
Nice. Yep. I am with you there. I could see that happening. Adam, any thoughts on that?
Yep. Ernest Jones has been a stud this year, 15.3% tackle rate. He's been a little slow as of late, but yeah, I think that's just been because, you know, matchups have been bad. He's been a little banged up. So yeah, I like that. I like that call right there.
Nice. That is a good start right there. Adam, how about you? What's your first bet for week 13?
All right. I'm going to go with Josh Allen, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Josh Allen, guys. This is IDP Bets. Josh Allen over 0.75 sacks, -125. So Josh Allen is in a contract year. So you know what that means. Career numbers across the board, baby. 38 tackles and 12 sacks on the season. He is on pace for 19 sacks this year. His previous best was 10.5 his rookie season. His 86.4 PFF grade is the best of his career. It ranks 11th among all edge rushers. He has a 17.8% pressure rate, also the best of his career, ranks 5th among all defensive linemen. His 19.7% pass rush win rate is also a career best and ranks 10th among all defensive linemen. Cincinnati is allowing 4.3 sacks per game over the last 3 games, which is 4th most in the NFL over that stretch. I love me some Josh Allen this week, boys.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a good call. They'll be in a negative game script, I would bet, at some point, slash most of the point. Mike, any thoughts on that?
No, and I think he's got a good – I think he has a pretty good matchup on – I want to say he's – isn't he matching up against – I think he's matching up against Orlando. It'll either be Orlando Brown or Jonah Williams, but I do think it's Jonah, and Jonah's allowed 6 sacks and 5 quarterback hits. So, I mean – if he lines up on Williams' side of the field, then just pretty much lock it down. I mean, Jake Browning is not, I mean, he's going to hold on to the ball. So regardless of who's protecting. So, yeah, I mean, Allen is usually a good bet for a sack.
Yep. Beautiful. Love that right there. My first one for week 13 is going to be, and once again, I'll just preface this, parlay and round robin so you don't get screwed if something goes wrong. I'm going to take Benjamin St. Juste over 3.5 combined tackles. It is minus 140, but that does mean it's, you know, likely to happen. He's hit this in 7 of 12 games this season. He's got a great matchup this week, though, against the number one overall passing attack in the league. They target their wide receivers the fifth most in the league. His primary responsibility is probably going to be Hill or Waddle. Either way, that's 195 of the 255 total wide receiver targets are between Hill or Waddle. So he should be in for a busy day. Vegas has this as a 49.5 point over under. So we should see tons of scoring, tons of offense. We've got 2 top 10 passing attacks, 2 teams that are within the top 10 of the league for targeting their wide receivers. This has got shootout written all over it, and Juste should be heavily involved. That is my first one.
Well, you're the corner king, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great call. He's averaging 5 tackles a game this season, 10.5% tackle rate, which is really, really good for a cornerback. And then, yeah, I mean, the way these games are going for Washington this year, it's going to lead to a lot of tackles for those guys in the secondary in those corners. So another excellent one. That's all we do on the show is just give excellent calls and picks. It's crazy. It is crazy though. When you think about it,
it's yeah, these are all going to hit 100%.
100%. Yeah. Guarantee.
Parlay them all and put your house on the line.
Right. Right.
Do it all.
Yeah. Dump your 401k, everything. Absolutely. Mike, what do you got for your second one?
So I'm going to go kind of a combo with Kwity-Paye, Samson, and Samson Ebukam, over 0.25 sacks. Paye is at plus 120. Ebukam is at plus 124. All they need is a half a sack to hit, and the Titans' offensive line has been pretty much a sieve for sacks. Unfortunately, Andre Dillard, I think, has been benched, but his backups – the backup hasn't been very great, and Will Levis just has tended to hold on to the ball. I think he's had all but one game of multiple sacks. I think he's had 2 games where he's been sacked 4 times. So I really like the plus money on an advantageous matchup. Kwity-Paye, I think, is going to line up over Dylan Randuns for most of his pass rush snaps. Randuns, as of right now, only has He's got a 44.1 pass block grade, according to Pro Football Focus. He's been responsible for 3 sacks and 4 quarterback hits, and he's actually, those 3 sacks have come in the last 3 weeks. So Paye, he has sacks in consecutive games, so I'm really liking his chances at a sack. And again, he only needs a half a sack to pay off. Ebukam gets Jalen Duncan, who I believe has filled in, who has taken over for Andre Dillard, if I'm not mistaken. But Duncan has allowed 3 pressures and 2 quarterback hits in just 43 pass block snaps. He had a 47.1 pass block grade against Carolina, and that is not a team with a very ferocious pass rush. So not a very good matchup. Ebukam has 9 pressures in his last 3 games and 11.8 pressure rate. Like I said, Will Levis has been sacked multiple times in four of his last 5. So between DeForest Buckner getting attention from the interior, I think Paye and Ebukam can kind of get off. And like I said, I'm going to repeat again, all they need is a half a sack to pay off. So, and like I said, plus money in a good matchup.
Yep. Love that. Great price. And the half sack is huge. We've talked about this before. You can get hosed on that if you need the full sack and they only land with a half sack. That's good stuff. Adam, any thoughts?
I like it. That's a fun group there in Indy with Quiddipay, Ebukam, Odengbo as well. All those guys playing really well this year. I could easily see that happen. It's always a good idea to target those edge rushers that are going against rookie quarterbacks. Because they'd like to do dumb stuff, you know.
Yeah, true that. What do you get for your second one?
All right. For my second one, I'm going to stay with the sacks. Aaron Donald over 0.75 sacks, minus 120. Aaron Donald, a little disappointing this year in the sack department. 5.5 sacks on the season. But the PFF numbies tell us he is still elite. Top 5 pass rush win rate and a pass rush grade this year, 15% pressure rate. This season is up from his career mark of 14.6%. That 15% pressure rate ranks second among all defensive tackles behind only Dexter Lawrence. Cleveland Browns have been sacked 9 times over the past 3 weeks. That is the 8th most in the NFL over that stretch. This stat surprised me. Cleveland ranks first in NFL plays per game on the season, averaging 72 offensive plays per week. So opportunity-wise, this looks to be a great matchup. Just feels like one of those games where AD dominates and pops off for, you know, 2 or 3 sacks.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think about that? You're the Browns expert.
Well, for whatever reason, why I don't know, with Dorian Thompson-Robinson and P.J. Walker, you'd figure they'd want to run the ball a little bit more. But you know what? We're going to drop our rookie quarterbacks back 40 some odd times. So with the potential of Joe Flacco being as the quarterback, I mean, that just puts Aaron Donald in a better position to get sacks because their interior line is pretty good. I mean, Ethan Postich and Wyatt Teller are pretty good offensive linemen. Decent. They both have decent pass block grades, but if you've got a statue back there, who's going to hold onto the ball, you can only block for so long. So, and Aaron Donald is a beast. We all know that. So the upside is certainly there.
Yeah. I like that. That's a great call right there. And Flacco hasn't seen live game action. And, you know, since like the Carter administration, he's probably
since the Browns game last year. That was his last start. The Browns game last year.
All right, so maybe a little more recent than the Carter administration, but he'll be rusty. I like it. I like it, Adam. That's good
stuff. Yeah, and I mean, I know the odds like aren't anything special there, but I mean, this feels like, so like last week, like it was similar line to like what TJ Watt and Nick Bosa had, and those just felt like just smash plays. And these, the last ones I've named, you know, kind of feel similar. The Aaron Donald and then the Josh Allen one, both kind of feel like they're going to have big weeks, you know.
Nice. Beautiful. Good stuff there. All right. For my number two, I'm going to go with one of Adam's favorite guys here, Alante Taylor, to get over 4.5 combined tackles at plus 100. Great price this week. So with Lattimore out last week, Taylor was up to 95% of snaps played. That is legitimately his only weakness, is some weeks you're seeing 60, 65, 70% of snaps. He's obviously talented. He's obviously super productive. As you would say, Adam, he's a dog. He is a true dog. So he managed to do this last week. He managed to get over 5 combined tackles against a Falcons passing attack that's 21st in the league and dead last in the league for wide receiver targets. This week, he's got an indoor game with a huge over-under at 46.5 points against the 3rd overall passing attack in the league. That's much better in regards to wide receiver targets and also has the 2nd best time of possession ranking in the league. So maybe we're looking at some extra defensive snaps. Regardless, it's a much better setup than last week, and he still was able to do this last week and 3 of the last 5 weeks overall. So I think he's in a great position in a really good matchup to get this done.
Yep, you're right. Absolute dog. I'm never going to not co-sign on anything Alante Taylor related. Love that dude. And yeah, that feels like it's, I mean, that's going to be a back and forth. I like it a lot.
All righty. Mr. Wohler, what do you got for number 3?
I'm gonna go back to Washington. I'm gonna go back to Cameron Curl, over 7.5 tackles, plus 105 on DraftKings. Curl's gone over 5 times, and he's gone over that 7.5 total 5 times. He's hit the 7 tackle mark 3 times, so he's been close on a couple of those times. The Dolphins are allowing 15 tackles a game to opposing safeties, and they've allowed 7 safeties this season to go over that 7.5 mark. He's got an 11.6 tackle rate, and he's got a 65% line of scrimmage rate. So he's playing more than 65% of his snaps near the line of scrimmage, whether it's the defensive line, the slot, or in the box. So when you've got a person that's playing that close to the line of scrimmage, has a high efficiency tackler, doesn't really miss many tackles, I like him. I think he's in a good position to get those tackles this week against Miami.
Yeah, absolutely. Miami, there's plenty to eat with the Miami offense across the field. That's for sure. Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Sorry,
We're all checking the Dallas game too.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, no, another good call. This, again, we're 7 for 7 here, I think, and good call. All right, I'm actually going to dip back into Aaron Donald. I love him this week, and I thought that his combined tackle line was really low too. I like Aaron Donald over 3.5 tackles. That's tackles plus assists this week. So he's averaging 3.5 tackles per game on the season, but he is coming off back-to-back bad matchups. Great matchup here as Cleveland allows the most tackles per week to opposing defensive linemen. Aaron Donald has gone over 3.5 tackles in 8 of his 11 games this season. Like I mentioned before, when talking about Aaron Donald, Cleveland also ranks first in NFL plays per game. So opportunity-wise is going to be there. I love this 3.5 tackle line for Aaron Donald this week.
Yeah, it does feel pretty low right there.
Yeah, and the Browns are allowing almost 12 tackles a game to opposing defensive linemen, and it looks like it looks as if it's 3.5. Defensive tackles even are hitting that mark pretty frequently against the Browns. So that's also a good double dip.
Nice. Beautiful. I like it. All right. Well, I'll round us out here with one more. I guess we'll go cornerback here. So I do like Charvarius Ward over 4.5 combined tackles. It's minus 120. He's hit this the last 2 weeks and 4 of the last 6 weeks. They're up against the Eagles, who have the 13th overall passing attack in the league at Philadelphia. Eagles target their wide receivers only the 20th most in the league. But if you really like zoom in and look at that, 181 of those 208 total wide receiver targets have gone to Devonta Smith or AJ Brown, and Ward's going to be responsible for one of those guys. That's for sure. High over under 47.5 points. So Vegas is thinking a bit of a shootout. And Ward's just been a little bit hot lately too. He's been pretty good. I think we get enough offense in this for this to happen. And if it doesn't, that's okay, cause we're going to parlay round robin it, and it won't be the end of the world.
Yeah, Charvarius Ward, another one of those guys, just so slept on, dude. So good for IDP. And he's basically free every single year, you know. I mean, in those best balls, like, I was ate up with some Charvarius Ward, like, as your last pick in the draft, you know, because you always fade DB. But, yeah, he's always a great target.
Nice. Agreed completely. Well, you guys got any more? I could probably fish one more out if we want to do one more.
I got one more sack.
Yeah. All right. Fire away, Mike. What do you got?
All right. Will Anderson over 0.25 plus 124. 14 total quarterback pressures in his last four games with two sacks. He's got a 12% pressure rate, a 20% win rate, and he's lining up over Mike McGlinchey. And McGlinchey has allowed five sacks, six quarterback hits, and 39 total quarterback pressures. So, again, another one of those defensive linemen where he just needs a half a sack to pay off. So I think he's in a good matchup on McGlinchey's side of the field and, you know, pretty decent pressure rate. Plays alongside Jonathan Greiner, who's probably going to see some, you know, he's probably going to get tied up a little bit on the other side. But I don't know. I think I like Will Anderson and plus money for all you need is a half a sack.
Yep, definitely agree. In dynasty leagues, folks, stay patient. Don't do anything dumb. Will Anderson is a stud. He is going to be so good. Don't do anything dumb. Okay.
Yep. I co-sign all that. Adam, you got one more for us?
Yeah, I can give us one more. All right. I like Quincy Williams over 7.5 tackles. He is questionable, so monitor that. But man, this line once again feels pretty low for Quincy Williams. I know he has struggled lately, but I think that's because of the matchups he's had. In his last four games, he's faced the Chargers, Dolphins, and Raiders. All three of these teams are very stingy when it comes to allowing tackles to the opposing team's linebackers. Chargers ranked 32nd, Dolphins ranked 29th, and the Raiders ranked 27th in linebacker tackles allowed per game. Despite the slow stretch, Quincy is still averaging 8.7 tackles per game this season and has gone over 7.5 tackles in 7 of his 11. Atlanta is a great matchup, allowing around 18 linebacker tackles per week, 7th most in the NFL. So I like this one for old Quincy Williams, who I know has been a bit of a bummer for us in IDP land, but I expect him to bounce back. Lord willing, he's healthy and all that.
Yep, dude, not only do I agree with you, I was looking at this and this exact bet earlier today when we were writing notes for this and almost went with it, but the questionable pushed me to the guy I'm going to talk about instead. But yeah, all the factors are there. If he can get on the field and play his normal snaps, I think he's got it. All righty, so I'll wrap us up with the other side of that equation, CJ Mosley, over 10.5 combined at plus 100. I know that's a lot of tackles. I'm well aware of that. So here's what I'm thinking, and it's a long Adams train of thought here. So Boyle's going to be under center again, right? Last week, the Jets offense had 24 minutes time of possession, 12 first downs. Not good. They did not move the ball at all, right? This week, they're up against the Falcons, who are a run-first, eat-clock type team, 14th in the league time of possession ranking. They should dominate, maybe not the game, but at least the time of possession battle, be on the field a lot. They give up a lot of tackles to opposing linebackers. I just feel like this very well could happen. Mosley has done this for the last five games. Like 11 tackles for CJ Mosley is not, you know, it's not as scary. So much like what Adam was thinking, I just went with the healthy guy. I would have gone Quincy Williams because that 7.5 is completely doable in this situation. But I just went with the healthy guy. So yeah, I'm with you on that. All righty. No one want to tell me how dumb that is? 11 tackles, nothing.
Yeah, you know I love it, baby. Right, I don't care. 10.5, who cares? I mean, it's like nothing this year. Like, we see like five linebackers have over 15 a week, it seems like. Like, it's been nuts this year. It has slowed down a little bit, though. Like, there was a stretch there where, like, it looked like Zaire Franklin was going to have like 250 tackles this season.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, good stuff. We got a ton out there. And obviously the people know, me and Adam from the work on the network, but, Mike, tell the people where they can find your work and where to follow you, please.
As always at Mike_Wollert, and all of my content rankings are at 4for4.com.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, fellas. That was a good one. We got, what was that, 16 bets out in less than 25 minutes?
Yeah, 16 bets. Put it all in a parlay. What would that be, a plus 100,000? So,
yeah.
Something like that.
retirement package. Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is not hard at all. I don't know.
Why we never lose.
Don't do this. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Never lose bets. That doesn't happen. Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for listening. We'll be doing this again in a couple few weeks. Happy holidays, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.